Many Oklahoma educators are mad that lawmakers still haven't given them a raise and haven't increased funding for public education. As State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, now they're planning to walk out of their classrooms to push legislators to act.
It's a calm Wednesday night in Bartlesville, but in a couple hours, it's going to get raucous. Superintendent of Bartlesville Public Schools, Chuck McCauley, is about to lead a meeting where hundreds of community members will discuss a potential teacher walkout.
I don't think this should even be considered as an option, but the reality is we have to do something.
He says the idea for the walkout started in his district in September. Staff that participated in the last Oklahoma teacher strike in 1990 proposed revisiting the tactic at a school board meeting. But walkout talk quickly faded because it looked like lawmakers had a plan to raise teacher pay. They introduced a bill to raise taxes during a special legislative session in November, but it failed. Lawmakers tried again in February to raise taxes for a teacher pay raise, and teachers rallied hard at the Capitol for this one.
Step up for kids!
Failed again. Fast forward to the Bartlesville community meeting, where students and educators stood side by side with parents and community members and said enough is enough.
People have to let their voices be heard. They have to take to the streets, and they have to demand change.
This is Bartlesville AP government teacher Bon Bennett speaking to the crowd.
I support the suspension of school, hopefully on a statewide basis. The kids do their part. The time has come for us to ours.
Every person that took a turn at the microphone after Bennett said they supported a teacher walkout too.
I encourage the board to vote for a step down.
So I do support the walkout.
The only way to stop this statewide problem is to suspend school and show our representatives that we mean business and we want change.
The passionate discussion in Bartlesville caught the media's attention and prompted similar meetings to play out in other districts and communities around the state. The teacher walkout idea exploded on social media. A Facebook page called Oklahoma Teacher Walkout, The Time Is Now, popped up and just a week later has nearly 60,000 members. Broken Arrow teacher Millie Reynolds is one of them. She thinks a walkout is the only way to force state legislators to act.
We have tried phone calls. We have tried emails. We've talked to people at the Capitol and for years, not just for a week or two, not for just this year. And the majority aren't listening.
West Virginia teachers even joined the Facebook conversation. Educators from the Mountain State just called off a 9-day strike over teacher pay, which pushed lawmakers there to give them the 5% raise they were fighting for. The West Virginia teachers have been showing solidarity for Oklahoma teachers with comments like, West Virginia teachers support you and stand strong. A few Oklahoma school boards have already introduced measures supporting their teachers in any protest actions deemed necessary.
Whereas no one has worked harder nor waited longer for a raise and for resources in the classroom nor sacrificed more than our teachers.
This is Tulsa Public School Board member Shauna Keller reading the district's resolution at a board meeting this week.
We support all measures taken by our classroom teachers to demand the necessary funding for a meaningful pay raise and adequate education funding.
While all this buzz was happening, the state's largest teachers union, the Oklahoma Education Association, was trying to organize a date for the walkout. The union initially gave lawmakers a deadline in late April to increase teacher pay and school funding or face a statewide school shutdown. But that was rejected by throngs of teachers across the state. They said it was weak. They wanted lawmakers and their union to move faster. So, under the pressure of thousands of educators, Union President Alicia Priest announced a change in plans. Here she is in a video posted on the OEA's Facebook page.
I have listened to the anger and frustration of teachers from Atoka to Enid, from Bartlesville all the way to Altus. Our members are ready to act now. So today, we're putting lawmakers on notice. They must work swiftly to follow the law and pass an education budget by April 1st.
If not, the union will call for statewide school closures beginning April 2nd. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.